Good, you're telling me now it's not a Zman 5 or the 5th hour in the morning, no, 4th hour in the morning. But I have another kasha though. Do it the 6th hour in the morning. That's the Zman Yisurin. So everybody knows now the 6th hour, it's also to have chametz, that's the Zman to be mevatlet. So Drashri, for niftalei v'shis, l'sakno rabbonin l'chol odom levato b'liboy v'tchila sheish. At the beginning of the 6th hour of the day, on Erev Pesach, that's when people should make the bittul. Tahashtalei posha, now nobody will forget. The ikas the current tuva, you'll remember, shrei osik b'sfei fosai. Now the 6th hour, that's the zman to burn the chametz, so it's the zman beer chametz. So since Yosik is doing the mitzvah with the chametz, everybody will remember, now's a good time to make a bittul. So why do you have to make the bittul at night for b'shas b'dikon? Make the bittul in the morning b'shas reifas chametz. Have the Gemara, Kivan the Yisur, the Rabbanon Alayim, since mid Rabbanon there is an Isur, because the Rabbanon said, the 5th hour ready, it's also Bano, the 6th hour, it's also Bano, it's Kiriraisa Damya. Just like mid Raisa, it's not Valav Rishusa Kaiman, it's not considered your Rishusa anymore. Just like Yisuria no mid Raisa, when it comes after the 6th hour, that Chomet is also Bano, we're saying, since you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, it's not considered yours. Who are then the 6th hour itself? And it was after the 5th hour. The beginning of the 6th hour, Midirabonin, it's also to have anor from it. That's why we have to burn it before that. So since Midirabonin, it's also banor, it doesn't have bitul then either. Trashi, Kivin, Yisur, the Rabonin. The Mishav Ruchomish. Once the 5th hour of the day past Erev Pesach is also the Chomitz. The Divri Yakol, that everybody holds that Midirabonin, it's also to have anor from Chomitz then. Not only can't you eat it, but you can't even have anor then. It's kiddurais adami v'yene shaloi midirabonin. This chometz now doesn't belong to you anymore. V'leimotzim avatalei b'liboy. You can't get it out of your rishus with your lave because it's not yours anyway. V'chiv v'nechas alai u'mashoyelei purta overlay. And once you have it in your rishus, any second it's in your rishus, you'll be over by your motzim. So merely you can't tell him to be mevatalei chometz in the 6th hour. The 6th hour is too late already. What's the raya for this? The Yom Rav Gidl Omer Rav Chia Bar Yosef Omer Rav. If somebody wants to mekadesh an isha on the 6th hour of Erev Pesach, now he's not waiting till the Zman Issa Midiraisa after the 6th hour, but in the middle of the 6th hour, after the 5th hour passed away, at the beginning of the 6th hour of the day, that Midiraisa the Chomet is still Mutter Bano, but Midirabonin now it's also Bano. If you want to be mekadesh an isha, afilo bechita kudanaisa, even with a hard wheat that is Chomet, ein choshen lekadushin. You should know the Kedushin is not Chal. Why is the Kedushin not Chal? I am the Kaddish an issue with wheat. That's worth a Sheva Pruta. The Torah says, since now it's the 6th hour of the day, that Midirabonin, it's also Banor. Since it's also Banor Midirabonin, it's not considered yours, it's considered Enish Shaloi. So you were not the Kaddish an issue with anything. You didn't give a Sheva Kesef, you didn't give her anything. Because the Schitim is also Banor, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. So you see the 6th hour of Erev Pesach, since it's also Banor Midirabonin, it's considered like it doesn't belong to you at all. That means this type of wheat that grows here, that's koshim heim. The wheat is a very hard wheat. It's very hard. Still, if you give it to an isha, to mekadesh, the kedushin is not chal. If water came on them before, that they now chametz. The yaf agav the osi yisya no chametz the rabbonin the sheish. Rashi is asking the churim. It's only also mid rabbanim. It's only also banor mid rabbanim. Midiraisa, the 6th hour erev Pesach is mutter banor. So midiraisa, if you give this chitim to the isha, you are mekadeshor. So how could the rabbanim say now that it's also banor mid rabbanim and the kedushin is not chal? How could the rabbanim stop the kedushin as chal midiraisa? True, mid rabbanim's kedushin is not chal, but midiraisa the churim kedushin is chal. So she's chal. She has to have a get. How could the Rabbanan say no, nothing doing, there's no Kedushin at all? So Drashi, Vishau Yehshasis B'liyama, Homatatsina Mekama Duchtin, the Klal is, called the Mekadesh, Adait the Rabbanan Mekadesh, Veske Bez Nehefka, Veinefkiru Mamoinu. There's always a Klal, when we give over the ring, you say, Kadash Moshe of Yisrael. You always Mekadesh and Isha, Adait the Rabbanan, whatever the Rabbanan say. Now the Rabbanan said, that if you want a Mekadesh and Isha with this type of wheat, since now it's Erev Pesach and it's the 6th hour of the day already, that's also a norm of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said this kedushin is not chal. So when you give over this chitin to Isha, even though midirayis it's worth a sheva pruton, but you only give it to her al das Moshe, you only give it to al das Rabbonin. And since the Rabbonin said this is not worth anything, therefore the kedushin is not chal, even midirayis. So therefore you don't have to give her a get, nothing is chal at all. Well, that's a shaila. If it's not worth anything, if the Rabbonin helps for the rices. Vice of this Rashi, you hold the Rabbonin don't help for the rices. In the rices, call the Sheva Pruta. The Rabbonin say you can't do anything. Yeah, but the rices worth something, though. That's the shaila. When the Rabbonin says something is not worth, how you look at the rices? That's not another terah. That's another terah that you're saying. About the mice, it's not worth anything right now. It's also about, no, so it's not worth the Sheva Pruta. But the other side is to say, no, without midi rice, it's mutter. So midi rice's dushin should be chal, even though she can't use it now. So, Melo, that's the terrace why you can't make bittles chametz on the sixth hour Erev Pesach. Because the sixth hour is not in your Rishus anymore. So, therefore, when's the Zman to make it that people will remember to make the bedika, to make the bittel? It has to be the Zman bedika. That right after you make the bedika, that's the Zman to make the bittel chametz. So, more of a havakash on this, though. For Tanya, we learned the price like this. There was a Talmud that was learning the Beis HaMedrash on Erev Pesach. And he remembered, oy vey, he has chametz in his house. Mevatle beliboy. He's allowed to be mevatle this chametz right now, beliboy. Echot Shabbos, whether now he's talking about on Shabbos, v'yechot yomtiv. Whether he's talking about on yomtiv, still it could be mevatlet. So tomorrow, bishlei mishabbos mishkakas lo, v'goyin shechal arba oslius mishabbos. I could say, if it's on Shabbos lo, and I have an eighth round, and it's talking about Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Now Shabbos morning, he was in the Beis HaMedrash before the sixth hour, hearing a shir. And in the middle of the shir, he remembered, oy vey, I have chametz in my house. So to leave shir, he didn't want to leave shir. So the etzer was, right here, be mevatel chametz. It's before the Zman Yisuri, it's before the sixth hour, you'll have to be mevatel chametz, so that's good why it's good. Ela yomtif, but the chura, if yomtif means on Pesach. So it's saying, chura, on Pesach itself, his Talmud realized he has chametz in his rishus. And what's the Yetzer? Let him be Mevatlit. I was saying on Pesach, it can't be Mevatel Chometz. Since it's already a Zman that the Chometz is also Banot, Tan Yerushus, it doesn't help Bittul. And you see clearly, Bittul does help. Elu Yomtif, Bosser Yisuruhu. It's after the Zman Yisuri, how could this Talmud be Mevatel Beliboy? Now with the Gemara, Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov, Hocha B'Talmud Yoshluf Nei Rabbi Askinon, and some of the Talmud is learning in the Beis HaMedrash. V'Niska Shesh Isa Megugeles B'Teich Beisoy. And if you... He remembered that in the morning, he left his house, he had Isa that was Mugugelis. He had dough made, and it wasn't chametz yet. Like he left his house 5 minutes ago, and he remembered he put the water and the flour together, and he thought then he's going to make matzah. So he thought before 18 minutes, he'll make the chametz. He'll make the matzah, and he forgot, and he went to shir. And now it's 10 minutes later, and he remembers that in his house, he has this dough that's going to be chametz soon. So Mel, the Yetzer is right there, be mevatel beliboy. Because right now, the dough is not chametz yet. It's not 18 minutes yet. It's only a few minutes you had the flour in the water. So the dough is not chametz yet. That's why you keep a mevatel that thing, even in the middle of Pesach. Or mitziyora shemot chametz. The person is afraid that it's going to become chametz soon. And what's the Yetzer? Kodim mevatelay, mik mikamei detachmetz. The Yetzer is right there and then, make a bitul chametz, beliboy. So Mela, before it became chametz, you mevatlet. Therefore, later when it becomes chametz, you're not over by your motzei. It's not yours. You're mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. You're not over. So the more deikonami have a raya for this chat also. Diktoni hayu yoshev b'teich beis hamedrash. It says he was sitting in the beis hamedrash. So it's mashma that the only reason why he can't do anything else is because he's learning in the beis hamedrash. He doesn't want to leave shir. Mashma, if it wouldn't be in the beis hamedrash, he could do something else besides bittul. Now, if you tell him he has chametz gufa, what can he do besides bittul? Even if he wouldn't be in the base of Medrash. But if he asked Chometz, the Chur is over by Yobai Mosai. Like the only thing he could do right now was only to do Bittul. So Mashmali, he could have done something else. But the only thing that's stopping him from doing something else is the fact that he's in Shir right now. So if you learn the Pshat is that it's not Chometz yet, it's only dough and flour and water. That's not Chometz yet. So if he wouldn't have been in Shir, the answer is he would go home and put it in the oven and bake it. He'll be good matzo. But now that he's in Shir in the base of Medrash, he can't leave. So therefore, he has to make a bittul. So it's Masha Klor, we're talking about that it wasn't chametz yet. It's the only Yisrael he has this dough that will become chametz. So then pshitam, avad, the bittul helps. Because what you're being mevatel right now is not chametz. So mele, bittul helps.
Even if it's chametz, we said Shabbos, you can burn it.
Yontif talking about now. I'm talking about Yontif, Pesach.
saying vittel. But saying you make vittel, it says here. Mevat the bliboy, the kasher is. How can you mevat the bliboy? If it's on Pesach, Pesach, it's also about Norbert, it's not yours. We say now on Pesach, can't be mevat the chametz. And here it says mevat li, can be mevat li, it says here. That's the kasher. It says, I'm kayim mevat li. That's the kasher. It's not preshus, how can you mevat li? So there it says, it's not chametz. We're talking about now this dough is not chametz yet. So mele, it's not also about not, it still belongs to you. Something that belongs to you, you could be mevat li. So therefore, you mevat li on Yontif. That's the eighth, not the other, by your by Yomotzi. Right. Omar Rabba Barapunim. Omar Rav. Ha pas a shivsha. If you have bread that came a little stale already, a little old already, kivon shirovsa matzah, when you have more matzah, to have meaner is in this plate or with the box, wherever you're storing this pas, if you have more matzah in this box, muteris. Now you're allowed to eat everything here. Even this bread becomes mutter. That's the avimina. Even the pas also is mutter to eat. If you use usually in this box, usually you put in more matzah than chametz, has been a boss of Ruben Materis. You go boss of the rive here, that mistamer it's matzah and you could use it. For the Gemara Hechidomi, how are we talking about? If you know that this passes mamash chametz, so the zoiki wraps the matzah, even though usually you store there more matzahs there, my heavy, so what? Hey, you know clear it's chametz though. And now let me eat chametz on Pesach. Stam, you found a piece here that you don't know what this piece is. You don't know if it's matzah or is it chometz. He says, not 100% chometz. Maybe it's still matzah. My era ki robs the matzah. What do you have to say? Because there's more matzah there. I feel ki lo robs the matzah nami. Even if you don't have usually use there more matzah. Of the svara for nasal bosa basrum. Let's go bosa the last thing you put here. Like the Moshe, before Pesach, Pshita, you emptied out this here. And what you're putting here now is matzah. So since now on Pesach, all you store there is matzah, we should for sure say this is matzah. But you don't know what this is. Maybe it's matzah, maybe it's chametz. Like, why should I say it's chametz? It's mistavra from the last things I stored there. That's matzah. So Avadishvimut, even if you don't have rove there right now, but most of the year you use here chametz. All the time, most of it's chametz. But that's Pshita, before chametz, before Pesach, you cleaned it out. And when you put there now is matzah. So Mastama, this is from the last things you put there. Milo Etnan, didn't we learn like this? That Mois Shenim Tzol Lefnei Sechri Behema. If you find money in front of the Sechri Behema, the people that sell animals in Yerushalayim, is Allah Cholayla Meiser. That money you always have to be Choshed is Mois of Meiser Sheni. Because Allah is always, anytime you have Meiser Sheni Chutz from Yerushalayim, you have to take Meiser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Eitzim always is, you pay through it on money, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim, and usually in Yerushalayim you're supposed to buy a behemah to bring a shlomim with, and need a b'terah shlomim. That's the role people do like that. So Mela, most of the people that buy animals are buying them with the money of Meister Sheni in order to buy a shlomim with it. So if you find the money on the floor, or the place where they sell animals, you have to be choshed mistomitz money of Meister Sheni. And the din will be is, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim with the din of Meister Sheni. What about the harabais? If you find the money on the har, on the base of Mikdash itself, is lach chulin. Then you can be told that money is chulin. It's not hegdish, it's not Meister Sheni. You're allowed to do whatever you want, it's chulin. For Yerushalayim, what about time you find money in the streets of Yerushalayim? It's like this. Bishasa regal, in the zman of the regal of Sukkis, or Pesach or Shavuos, then we say Meister. Mistama, that money is Meister Sheni. Because most people, the oil regulars are, and they bring all their money up to Yerushalayim with them, and the money is the Meister Sheni money. So in Yerushalayim, Mistama, the money is Meister Sheni. The Shaya Meister Shana, the rest of the year, though, after the regal, is Chulin. We say the money is Chulin. Now, why do we say this for? People still have the Moyes Meister Sheni that's left over. They brought it into Yerushalayim, the Meher regal. So maybe even though you find the money on the floor after the regal, but maybe it fell on the floor throughout the regal when the people came with the money, Meister Sheni, and the money should still be Meister Sheni now. Why do we say a few days later, after the regal, all of a sudden any money you find out in Yishlaim is Chulin? Why? The Yomer of Shemaya Ba'aziri, my timer, Hoyo v'shuka Yishlaim asuya l'schabek b'chol yoyim. They used to have a good cleaning system in Yishlaim. Every day they used to come and clean the streets of Yishlaim. So Mela, it was the day after the regal, after Yom Tif, they cleaned up the floor. So Mela, if you find money now on the floor after the regal, for sure the money fell today. Now, since today is after the regal, it's not mistaken with the money is Meister Sheni. Because Stam in Yerushalayim, and people have their own money there. The go boss the rove people. Rove people, the money is not to Maisa Sheni. It's only in front of the Sechre Behema, the people that sell animals. Most of the people that buy the animals buy it with the money of Maisa Sheni. So by them we say the whole year it's Maisa Sheni. But Stam, the rest of Yerushalayim, not by the Mechre Behemas, we say it's from the people that live in Yerushalayim. Their own money is fell down, therefore it's Mutter. Alma, what do you say? What do you say? Alma, Amrinam, Kamoi, Kamoi, Yazli. The first money that fell down throughout the regal in Yerushalayim, that was money of Maisa Sheni, got lost, Kamoi went away. And this money you found there today is money that fell from somebody today, after the regal. After the regal, the people that went on the regal went home already. So that money is not here anymore. Whose money is it? From the people living in Yerushalayim. For the people, rove people in Yerushalayim, their money is not Maisa Sheni. Rove of that money is pocket money that they use. So therefore it's mutter. So you see, something that's cleaned out, you say what was there got lost, and it's new stuff. It's Hokanami, this box here, even though the whole year you kept Chavetz in this box, but Avada, before Pesach, you cleaned it out, and you put matzah there. So Mestam, what you're finding now is also matzah. His Hokanami Neymar, Kama, Kama Ozel. The first Chavetz you used was used up already. Vahai, the Idna, who? And that's what you're finding here now, Zichah for the new matzah, you put it here. So what's the Havamina? Why should you say it's also? Like, why do you say it's only Mutan? If you have Rov Matzah, it's throughout the whole year. You Mishtamish Rov time to use it. What's with Matzah? So Mishtamah, this is still Matzah what you use the whole year. No. Even if the whole year you use Chametz here. But since before Pesach, you simply cleaned it out. And when you put it here now, his new stuff is Matzah. Mishtamah, this is from the new stuff. And the Gemara name. Shani Yocha Di Yifusha Mechiach Alayim. Here it's different. Because here we're talking about this past, this Ipush. It's a little stale, it's a little old. So since it's old, it's like shows us that some of this was here from before Pesach yet. Isn't it telling me such a big svara that since this piece of bread now is stale, so it's a raya clearly that it came from before Pesach, see, even though most of the time you use this back with matzah, so what? But this should be a clear raya that this is chametz, because it's stale already. The matzah you put in some was fresh matzah you just had from Pesach. The path that's stale is a raya, it's from before Pesach, it should be chametz. For the Moki Rapsa Matzah Mehevi, or Maraba, Loitei Moshe Rapsa Matzah Nechnami. It doesn't mean that you used more matzah in this box now. Elei Moshe Rabu Yimei Matzah Layu. We're talking about now that more days of Pesach came into it. We're talking about the fifth day of Pesach now, the sixth day of Pesach right now. So even though this bread, a little ipush, a little stale, it's not a raya, it came from before Pesach, it can still be a vadam. Before Pesach, you cleaned out this whole box legamri, and you put in here new matzah right now. If it's new matzah, how come it's stale? We're talking about it's 2 or 3 or 4 days old. So since it's 4 days old already, that's why it's a little bit ipush. For the Mori Hochi, it was like pshita. If that's pshat pshita, it's mutter. Again, the kasha, that since you cleaned out all the chametz, and the new things you use now is matzah, so pshita again, this is matzah again. If you tell me now the fact that it's stale means nothing, because it's 4 days old, so we're back to the original kasha. The Malatzricha, the Yifusha Meruba. It's kafart a little bit more stale than just the 2 or 3 days. Is Mal the Tema. Kiva the Yifusha Meruba, Igloi Milsa Devadai Chomet. Mal you, since it's a little bit more stale than usual, this should be a riot was fear from before Pesach. It's Zicha Chomet. Kamash Mala no. Kiva and Sharaba, Yimei Matzolayu, Amrina Koyoima Viyoima, Nahama Chamima Offa. Every day of Pesach, you put in new fresh matzah here. And fresh matzah, when it gets next to old matzah, it makes the old matzah more stale. So that's why it got so stale. Not because it was here from before Pesach. Havada, before Pesach, you cleaned out all the chametz. And you only put matzah here right now. But since every day you put new, the old one gets spoiled much faster. V'shad yalayu, v'av shetvei. And mela gets much stale much faster. That's why you had a suffix here, and that's the chiddush. That still we say it's mutter. So mela success chiddush here. That even though I would think maybe since it's stale, it's a rise from before Pesach, we say no. It could be it only got stale in the middle of Pesach. I had to get so stale. It's because the new matzah makes the old matzah stale. For the tomorrow, me as Linon, boss the boss, is that true? You go boss the last thing. For a time of Yosef, you do I know. If you have your drawer that you always put inside the money that's chulin, or moyes meiser, you also put inside the moyes the meiser sheni. It depends. Im roiv chulin, chulin. If roiv the money is in there, it's chulin, so you find money, now it's also chulin. Im roiv maisa maisa. If roiv money, roiv time to use this drawer is with money of maisa sheni, what you find in now is also maisa sheni. There's a kasha of yamai. Why do you go bossa roiv? Lezo bossa basra. Let's say you cleaned out the drawer yesterday from all your chulin, and today you stored away their maisa sheni money, so avad, it should be maisa sheni. Like lechura, we're talking about to use this drawer one after another. So let's see what last time you put in there. What do I care what roll time to use the drawer? Go bust what you put in their list. Or we have talking about in this drawer you use both of them. And you forgot taka which one you used last. Now you use this drawer last month. And one day of the month you used it for chulin, and the next day of the month you used it for maisa sheni. And you forgot now which day was first, which day was last. So you talk about a suffix, which day was last. So in such a clash, you have a right to go bus a roiv. If roiv time to use this drawer, to use chulin, you have a right to say, Mistoma, this is from the chulin, and it's mutter. Razvidoma, Hagoy Shinishtam Shubot, Siburin, Siburin. We're talking about at the same time, you have bundles. On one side of the drawer, there's money of maisa sheni, and on one side of the drawer, there's money of chulin. So at the same time, you're using it. So now you don't know which bundle this is. So it doesn't help you to go bossa the last time you use the drawer, because every time you use both. So mail to swear, go bossa roiv. That if roiv money in here is chulin, you have right to say, zil bossa roiv, this is also from the roiv. Your papa on the ground, you're stakach begumma. We're talking about you found the money in the hole on the bottom of the drawer. So it doesn't help you to say, go bossa last. Because even though the last one used was chulin, but maybe when you cleaned out the maisa sheni before, you didn't do a good job cleaning it out. Of course, you didn't find stuff in the middle of the drawer. You found this on the bottom in a goom in a hole. So it could have been from last year stuck there yet. You have no right, it was cleaned out the last time. Something that's stuck in a hole could be the last time you cleaned it out, you didn't get it. That's why you have to go bust what roiv money is used here. If roiv is chulin, it came from roiv. If roiv is maisa, it came from maisa. I'm going to view the habodik tzarech shivorach. Peshash, you make b'dika, you have to make a brocha. Now the chiddush is that I would think, since the ikar b'dika is later to make the beer chametz, I should only make the bracha at the end when you make the beer chametz mamish, peshash, we're burning the chametz, k'mashmo no. Peshash, we start the mitzvah, make the b'dika, leil, erev Pesach, leil, arvosa, that's when we make the bracha. My mavorach, what's the bracha? Re'apapi yomem mishrei derovam. Oymel levayir chametz. The bracha is our levayir chametz. Now what we do?
All right, the mitzvah shem will continue next. You will give hold of Zayin Omer Aleph on the bottom. Zayin Omer Beis only. Again, Zayin Omer Aleph on the bottom. Let's come over again. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haboidek Tzorech Shivorech. The Shas we make Bedikas Chometz at night of Erev Pesach, we're supposed to make a bracha. And we said the Chiddush is that even though really the mitzvah, the Gemara mitzvah is to be Bodek, check the Chometz, and burn it the next day, get rid of it. So really the Shalom is we should first make the bracha tomorrow when we burn it. So that's the chiddush know that we make the bracha, b'shas we make the bedika, b'shas we check for the chametz. For the more my mevorach, what's the lashon of bracha? Rav Papi Yom Mishmei the Rav Levayer chametz. The bracha is not the way we make it al beer chametz, but the bracha is levar. That means we're going to make a beer chametz. And like Gemara says, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the lashon of bracha should be I'm going to do the mitzvah. So levayer chametz means I'm going to be mevayer, get rid of the chametz. Rav Papa Rama Mishmei the Rova Al Abir Chometz. No, you can make the bracha Al Abir Chometz. Even though Al could be mean that it was already done, and that's no good, you have to make the bracha before you do it. Still we say no, Al Abir Chometz also means in the future, you're going to do the beer. So the Gemara, Bil Levayir, if you say the Loshin, Levayir Chometz, Kuli Amaloi Pligi Devadil Abo Mashma. Everybody holds that really is a good Loshin. Because this Loshin means I'm going to destroy the Chometz. Which that's the lashon you should say, because you have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvahs. Agav, the Achronim says, even from Yishrenim, what the Yisrael of the Birchas HaMitzvahs is, it's lil hachono. It's like before you do the mitzvah, you prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah. It's a hachono for the mitzvah. That's why we make a bracha. So we have to prepare ourselves before we do the mitzvah. So therefore, the lashon should always be, I'm going.